Father, thank you this morning.
Père, merci ce matin.
Our pastor, Pastor Schaller, to you.
On prie pour notre
pasteur, Pastor Schaller.
On prie pour que tu le bénisses en Asie centrale.
Bless those amazing believers in that part of the world.
Bénis ces croyants merveilleux dans cette partie du monde.
Once again, we pray for Pastor Misha in Kaliningrad.
On prie pour Pastor Misha.
Car accident.
Kaliningrad.
Pray that you touch his physical body.
Voiture. On te prie pour que toi tu touches son corps physique.
Heal him, Jesus.
Guéri.
We thank you.
Le Seigneur.
Bless this service this morning.
Te remercie.
In Jesus' name, ce
matin.
Amen.
Ce message.
Okay. You may be seated. If you're standing. If you're sitting, you may be seated. It's okay. There was a man who once went to a certain town, and
dans une ville,
they had asked this man to come and do some revival messages. And
the
first night he got up and
preached
on John 3:16, and it was an awesome message. And
il a prêché
came back the second night and
Jean
preached on John 3:16.
Il est venu
came back the third
jour,
night and preached on John 3:16. Well, after the seventh night, they called him, and they said, like, amongst themselves first, they said, we think this guy must be a fraud. He's got one message, John 3:16. So they brought him in, and they said to him, you know, how come you're preaching the same message every single night? He says, I believe that when all of us can live in that message, then I'll stop preaching it. John 3:16. That if you just let God so love you,
and I love that verse.
Actually, before we think about the book of Daniel,
à ce moment-là, je vais m'arrêter de
John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world.
Jean 3,
and that little word so is very interesting in the original language.
Dans la langue
you
originale,
put the two together,
tant,
so loved.
Tant aimé,
and it speaks of the quality of God's
ça parle
love.
De la qualité
the
de l'amour de Dieu,
of God's
l'intensité
the fervency
de, Dieu,
of God's love,
le ferveur
the type and
de
manner of
de
God's
Dieu.
Love. It's a very powerful word,
la manière,
huto agapeo.
Type,
and it isn't just like God loving, but it's he so loved
Dieu
the world. And as we think about Christianity today, we think about our own lives. I think sometimes this is the thing that the devil will try to rob from us as believers. The truth that would be implanted in our minds and in our hearts that God so loves me. Because I begin to interpret God's love based upon what's going on in my thinking or in the circumstances that surround me or what's happening in the world. And I let those things interpret
dans ma vie
the Bible and
et
God's
toutes
so
ces choses
me.
Veulent interpréter
and,
la Bible.
I met a man yesterday
j'ai rencontré un homme
and,
hier.
Was in the Northeast Market.
J'étais dans
and,
le.
I love the Northeast Market, by the way.
Le bazar.
Great people, awesome food. I don't eat it, but it's awesome. Looks
il y a
good.
De la bonne nourriture
and,
là.
Really, I really prayed about this and asked God if He
et
would help
prié.
Me to continue there for 10 years.
J'ai demandé
so
au Seigneur s'il va me donner
there.
La force,
and,
le temps d'être là,
évangéliser
pour 10 années.
You're their pastor in the market. And, Pastor, would you pray for me? This is going on, Pastor. Could you? And it's
les
amazing, really.
I met
a man yesterday,
savent,
and he
just
said, hey,
pastor.
Hey, come
non.
Here.
Il est venu, elle m'a dit, hey,
I was like,
toi,
looking
viens ici.
He had a big hat on. And,
il avait un,
I said, yeah.
un très grand chapeau.
He said, can I tell you something? I said, you got my attention, sir.
Il m'a dit, est-ce que je peux
he
te
said,
dire quelque chose? Je lui ai dit,
I was 11 years
je suis attentif.
Old, I heroin,
il m'a dit, à l'âge de 11
heroin.
Ans, j'ai commencé à utiliser l'héroïne.
And he said, it went on for 40 years.
Et pour
40
années,
j'ai
devenu...
I always carried a Bible. I said, really? I got confused a little bit. Like, what do you mean? No, he says, because I
drogué.
Cut up the dope on the Bible.
Il m'a dit,
I would cut
je
it up using the Bible. I put the dope on the
je
Bible.
La
but
drogue.
I never looked into the Bible.
Et je
he says, then one day I looked
into
the Bible
livre,
and I've been saved for 10 years.
Mais j'ai jamais
He said, it's amazing, instead of putting something on the Bible, I looked into it.
Et ça fait
when I looked into it, I saw that God loved me.
J'ai vu,
he said to me, I've been shot in the head 2 or 3 times.
Dieu
m'aime. And he just like kind of showed
j'ai arrêté la drogue, ça fait 10 années.
And he just went on and on and on and on and on for like, you know, he said, by the way, I can talk all day.
Et il m'a dit, je peux parler toute la journée à propos de ça.
Amazing, really.
Je lui ai dit, je peux entendre ton histoire.
I went home, I was like so edified, because God allows you to meet people that will build you up personally. And you really think about the love of God.
Rencontre des personnes qui nous édifient personnellement. Il m'a parlé à propos de son église.
He just says, I want to tell you, what your church is doing down here is phenomenal.
Et il m'a dit, ce que votre église est en train de faire ici, c'est merveilleux.
And I love that. We talked about Romans chapter 5, verse 8 yesterday.
On a parlé à propos de Romains 5, verset 8.
Talked about God commended his love towards us. And that while we were
Dieu
yet sinners,
think
if I come
amour.
Out here, the lights aren't so bright in my eyes.
God
commended his love
amour.
Towards us. The word that is used there is God introduces his love
cela
towards
veut dire, Dieu
us.
That
God
a
makes an introduction to us,
amour.
And it's based on agape love.
Il y a une introduction basée dans l'amour agapé. Et le Seigneur ne change pas.
So that, we would get very confused. I remember the first time I met my wife at Holyoke Community
Je
College in 1965. And I saw her walking and I put my foot up across the door. That was my introduction to Georgia Bond. I showed you the way I am, you know.
Mon introduction.
I have no idea about anything, how to approach anybody, you know.
Je ne sais pas comment approcher les gens.
She looked at me,
elle m'a
I looked
regardé.
At her and she took her fist and punched my knee. I think that's why it still hurts today.
Elle m'a donné un coup de...
I realized this was the young lady that was interested.
La raison que mon genou...
And then she just kept walking. And then
j'ai
I found out
genou.
That my best friend was dating her, was asking her out.
Mon
asked her out once.
Meilleur
I went to
ami,
her and I said,
j'ai
hey, you know, I really like
you've
been my friend a
long,
long
voulait,
time. I said, if you date her, it's the last person you will ever date.
Aller avec elle dans un restaurant et... Il voulait que je fasse sa petite amie, mais je lui ai dit, ça va être la dernière fois que tu fais ça si tu veux le faire.
My introduction was not good.
Mon introduction n'était pas bonne, mais le Seigneur introduit lui-même. Il nous commande son amour. Quand il a commandé son amour, quand on était juste,
the truth of Daniel, you know, I love how God's love is seen through the book of Daniel.
J'aime
like whether or not you're looking at Daniel chapter
Dieu,
1, you know, because they knew God
de Dieu
loved
dans
them
le livre de Daniel.
You are a man greatly loved. Not just love,
toi, tu es
but
un homme,
what kind of love?
Pas seulement aimé,
hein?
Mais quelle sorte d'amour?
Are you with me today?
Est-ce que vous
greatly
êtes avec
loved.
Moi? Bien
greatly
aimé,
loved.
Tant aimé.
And that word is shamad in the Hebrew, and it means God Seulement desires you.
Shamad
God
en
delights
en
in you.
Le Seigneur
God
te
longs
désire.
For you. God covets after you.
Il
that's what great
après toi.
That God, great Daniel, you're a man d'une, that's greatly
grande
loved.
Manière
so
il
you
te
can
désire,
withstand
il
the
toi.
In Daniel chapter 1. You Daniel, will not give in to what they want to give you as far as food because they want to change
tu ne vas pas manger
your name, change your identity
de leur nourriture parce qu'ils veulent te changer
before,
ton nom.
But you know that God greatly loves you.
Mais toi, tu
and
le
because
sais
God greatly
que
loves
le Seigneur t'aime
tellement. You will not receive an initiation from the
Babylonian c'est à cause de cela que tu ne vas pas recevoir une initiation du Babylone.
And I think the problem is in all of our lives when that
le problème
happens,
dans toutes nos vies
understand how God greatly loves
c'est que nous, on ne comprend
we
pas
understood that,
comme Dieu
we would not easily be distracted and fall in love with things that have nothing to do with the nature of God. You're a man greatly loved. And you know what? Daniel was all alone.
Éloigné.
When he faced all these situations, Daniel 6, you pray you're going to prison or you're going to the lion's den.
Il priait.
When I was thinking about the lion's
den,
I remember the time that I was in
de nous, donc, on va te mettre dans le même endroit avec les lions. Je me suis souvenu d'une histoire en Afrique.
C'était...
On était dans la voiture et on a vu
30
lions.
That's all. A little stinking piece of glass.
Qui nous entouraient.
And they're like, you know, like these are. By the way, I don't know if you've ever seen a lion up close. Their heads are rather large.
Si vous avez jamais vu un lion près de chez vous, mais leurs têtes sont vraiment grandes.
J'ai
dit au chauffeur, il faut qu'on bouge. Et il m'a dit, toi, tu as du peur. Je lui ai dit, je ne veux pas devenir le dessert italien.
So when he faced this incredible warfare,
lorsque Daniel était en train de vivre à propos de vivre les défis spirituels, j'ai bien aimé comment Pasteur Schaller nous a enseigné à propos de Daniel, l'histoire d'Israël, la vie de Daniel. Il est un prédicateur et enseignant merveilleux. C'est un honneur d'être sous lui, de l'avoir comme pasteur. Daniel, il était pour 21 jours sur sa face, sur la terre. Et le messager lui a dit, ô homme bien-aimé, et ce que j'aime vraiment dans cette portion de nourriture,
j'ai été
fortifié. Sois fortifié. Sois fortifié. Combien de personnes ici ont besoin de force? Sois honnête.
We need strength. We need strength to walk with God day by day. Strength to resist temptation. Strength to go against the old sin nature. Strength to not be infected by the world. Strength against the principalities and powers that are against us. Strength to walk through every day. Strength to raise our children. Amen.
Marcher chaque jour. La force pour élever nos enfants. Amen.
Strength to go to work. In an ungodly environment, right? Strength to drive on 95.
Au travail dans un environnement.
Strength to go up Bel Air Road.
Qui n'est pas sanctifié.
Just to make it.
La force.
I was cutting my grass yesterday, okay, in the afternoon, and I was on the side of the hill, and I could feel myself going this way, you know. And
j'étais en train de couper l'herbe à la maison.
Whatever, and give me strength to finish this job.
Je lui ai dit, Seigneur, donne-moi de la force pour finir ça. C'était une heure et demie.
And he said, be strong, be strengthened.
En total, mais je l'ai
fait. Don't fear, Daniel.
Daniel,
why?
Ne sois pas effrayé.
You are greatly loved, so don't fear, and you are greatly loved, so receive your strength from God's love.
Reçois de la force.
And maybe we are in a place of weakness, which we all
Dieu.
Are. So often in our lives, Jesus in 2 Corinthians 13:4 was crucified in weakness. And if he was crucified in weakness, he needed the strength of the love of the Father at that moment in time when he faced the greatest trial and opposition ever in his life. Strength from God. What did Paul say to Timothy? 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given you a spirit of fear.
7. Le Seigneur ne vous a pas donné un esprit de peur, mais un esprit d'amour, de pouvoir.
And a sound mind. He's going to love you out of that fear and maybe the lack of courage that you have. God, Timothy, will strengthen you for the task that's in front of you. What is it that you face today? What trial? What difficulty? What test? What darkness? What problem? What situation? What opposition?
Quelle situation,
God
quelle opposition,
says,
quelle ténèbre, le Seigneur
you.
Nous dit,
my love
crois
is so
en moi,
great.
Je vais
this
te
great
donner
love,
de la force.
How God introduced himself to us.
C'est
this
comme
is how
ça
he made
que
his
le Seigneur introduit lui-même.
Why do you think he said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4,
Révélation chapitre 2, verset 4,
you, Church of Ephesus.
J'ai quelque
You've
chose
me,
contre toi,
your best first
toi, tu m'as
laissez
ton meilleur protos
à moi.
Je t'ai aimé avec
Let
un amour
love you.
Éternel.
Ephesus, do you remember
laisse-moi
what took place in Acts 19 and 20?
Acte
you remember the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to you, and it said in it 1:4-6, you've been chosen in love before the foundation of the world, and you're going to be before him in love, and that you are accepted in the beloved. That's awesome.
Dans le bien
That's an aimé. Awesome portion of Scripture. Do you remember that?
C'est une and as you are facing
this world and this life, you need strength, and it will come through the love of God.
Et ça va venir I was reading de l'amour de Dieu.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Je lisais Ephésiens chapitre 2 ce matin.
Yeah, you need strength to get out of bed sometimes.
On a besoin de force pour laisser le lit.
Hit the floor. If I hit the floor with my right leg, it caves. So I hit the floor with my left leg, pick my right leg up, and start moving. It's interesting how the bones need a little more time to move.
Temps pour que les os
I don't recall that
bouger.
Happening when I was like 30.
Je or 40, pas
or 50,
ça.
Or 60, like Pastor Duane.
Quand
I don't recall that being the case. But
30,
I do recall
40,
it now. A little more time.
Pastor Duane.
It's incredible. And I was thinking about Ephesians chapter 2. Listen, sometimes
Ephesians
we forget and we should
deux.
Not... biblically
fois,
forget where we have been
mais
taken
on ne doit
from.
Pas oublier
Hallelujah.
Bibliquement.
We don't reflect
d'où
on it. We don't think on
a,
it. We don't fellowship with
venu.
It. We don't live in it or by it or go back to it. But we must remember what took
c'est
place.
Qu'on
and that's
doit
why
y aller
the Bible
là-bas.
Says
non,
in Ephesians 2,
souvenir.
Chapter 1. Listen
qu'est-ce
to
qu'est-ce
this.
A
you,
that's
us.
Rencontrer Christ.
Us, you who were dead in
nous,
trespasses
on a été
and sin. Where were we?
Dans les péchés et les transgressions.
No.
Où est-ce qu'on était? Mort.
D-E-A-D. Gone.
Mort.
Living but dead.
R-T.
Dead in trespasses and sins has he quickened. You walked according to the course of this world. Your walk, your life was in this world. My life was in the aeon of the cosmos, the age of this world controlled by the culture, the world, the trends, the value systems of the world. You walked according to the course of this world. Number three, according to the prince of the power of the air. You mean I was controlled by the devil? Yes, ma'am.
Par
yes,
le
sir. We were.
Oui,
we just
oui,
didn't
madame.
Know it.
On était,
he's good
mais on
at
ne
hiding
savait
himself
pas.
By blinding people's eyes.
Il,
somebody
il
says, I don't
sait
believe
in
the devil.
Huh.
You don't?
Et aveuglait les yeux des hommes. Oh, tu ne sais pas?
You don't believe in the devil. You believe in the Bible? Yeah, I believe in the Bible.
Toi, tu ne crois pas.
According to the prince of the power of the air. Then it says number four, the demon spirit that works in the children of disobedience. That's four counts against us, right?
Qui travaille dans les enfants
de disobéissance. Walk according to the course of this world.
Des enfants
disobéissants. According to the prince of the power of the air, the demon spirit that works in the children of disobedience. Then it says this, who we are controlled by the lust of the flesh and of the mind, fulfilling those
on
desires. And we're by nature the children of wrath.
De la chair.
That's pretty.
Et that par
sounds,
nature,
like,
on
I was thinking about that, and I'm going,
de revanche.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, ça c'est well, incroyable.
The next verse is awesome, isn't it?
Mais
you know what the next
verset,
verse says?
Le,
it starts off with two amazing words.
Commence par
but God.
Mots merveilleux.
Say that.
Mais
but God, who
mais
is rich
Dieu,
in mercy for his what love?
Riche
great love.
Miséricorde.
His great love that he loved us with.
Avec lequel
and
il nous
we've,
a
gotten,
aimé.
We've gotten grace from God. We're saved by grace. And
on
God
a
greatly
grâce
loved
Dieu.
Us. Greatly loves us. And when I look at everything that's going on, you know, I might not be able to change anything. I cannot change anything. I cannot change what somebody thinks about me. I
just
say to people,
like,
you know what? Somebody said to me, I'd go to Africa if it wasn't for you.
Quelqu'un m'a dit,
I don't like you.
J'y vais en Afrique si toi tu n'étais pas là.
I love you. I said, but it ain't changing.
Oh, merci.
That, by the way, that doesn't strike into me. I have a shield of faith.
Change rien.
Okay? No weapon formed against
pas.
Us shall prosper. Yeah. I wouldn't go to. I'd go to Africa if it wasn't for you. Thank you. Thanks for the edification today.
Merci
I really need that edification today. That really helps
aujourd'hui.
Me.
J'ai pas besoin de cette édification.
All these things,
si
and I, if I can fellowship with the truth in the spirit,
si
that I am greatly loved by God.
dans l'esprit, dans la vérité, connaissant, sachant que Dieu m'a tellement aimé, sans recevoir les initiations des autres, sans vivre dans les réflexions de la nature pécheresse, la manière dont les autres me voient et la manière dont les autres
And even if I'm not well liked or very popular, or my reputation doesn't look good, I'm a man, and you're a man, or you're a woman, or you're a young person who's greatly loved. You know, when people go to Bible school, they often grow in the truth of the matter that they're greatly what? Greatly loved. When you're in Luke 15 and you're in a pig pen, you're in a pig pen. Imagine what that must be like. I fell in the gutter one time in Africa. I was
une
in a car,
en Afrique,
and I got like typhoid fever, and I opened the door, and I fell out of the taxi and right into a gutter.
Taxi,
I was lying on my back in a sewer.
Et j'étais malade.
By the way, I wouldn't recommend it for smelling of the clothes. And I thought for a minute there, as I lied there, I wonder
pour
if I'm ever going to get out of this thing, but I didn't know I was greatly loved. No matter whether the taxi cab driver looked at me and goes, I'm getting out of here. This guy's, something's really wrong here. And I don't want to be accused of having this foreigner. He said he was killed by me in his taxi, so he just left
taxi,
me.
Il a,
I just lied in that gutter till God kind of got me up out of the gutter. Yeah, not bad. My wife said to me later,
ma femme
burn,
m'a
the
dit.
Burn the clothes. But I realized I was greatly loved.
On va les
brûler. Anybody ever, have you ever been
mais
in a trial?
Compris. Que j'ai été bien aimé de Dieu. Est-ce que vous avez traversé des moments difficiles? Est-ce que vous avez eu des défis?
Anybody ever been tested?
Est-ce que
anybody
vous avez
ever had a problem?
Été dans un
anybody
test
here got a
Dieu?
Past?
Un problème?
Huh?
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un
anybody
ici
here got
qui
a, future?
A un passé?
Anybody here got a present difficulty?
Un futur?
In
un présent?
It, allow God to greatly love you.
Laissez
Amen.
Dieu
I
vous
am
aimer.
Greatly loved. And you know, Satan hates that because he can never experience that.
Dieu.
I once preached a message
diable,
about 2 years ago called "The Greatest Question That Was Ever Asked."
J'ai prêché une fois un message qui disait la plus grande question qui a été posée. Jean 21:15. Pierre, est-ce que toi tu m'aimes? Mais ce matin, je me suis dit.
You know what the greatest question that you could ever be asked?
La plus grande question que toi tu peux demander. Est-ce que toi tu le sais que je t'aime? Est-ce que toi tu le sais que je t'aime? Jésus me dit, avec un amour éternel, inséparable, je ne vais jamais être contre toi. Est-ce que toi tu le sais qu'il n'y a aucune chose qui peut me séparer de l'amour de Dieu? Est-ce qu'on comprend ça vraiment?
And I don't mean just Sunday morning between 10, sorry, I can't see the clock, 11:15 and 11:45 or 11:50. Yeah, it was a great message. I really enjoyed that message. That was powerful. I want the message to live in my being. Amen. I want the message to be something I say yes, mixing faith, because I know there's a lot of initiations out there to love me in a wrong way
là-bas.
From the world system. Remember that song we used to sing in Liberia? I don't think I could do it justice, but I wouldn't ask Pastor Alfred to sing it. I think I did it one time. I will give him my lifetime. He gave me his. You used to sing, I will give him my lifetime, but I changed the words. He will give me his lifetime. He will take care of me. He will never ever let me down. He will give me his lifetime. And we said this morning at the 8:30 service, three really great phrases that I love. I was thinking about them yesterday.
Phrase
matin, and then maybe you could even repeat them so they will stay in our conscious and subconscious mind.
Aussi.
Ever living, ever loving, never leaving.
Toujours,
say it. Ever living,
vivant,
ever loving, never
aimant,
leaving. That's the love of God. Ever living, ever loving, never leaving.
Jamais
what an incredible
nous
portion, what an incredible thought
abandonné.
That it is all from the scriptures. Hebrews 7:25, John 3:16, Hebrews 13:5-6. Ever living, ever loving, never leaving. Now here's seven statements that Pastor Stevens made 20 years ago. Are you ready?
Pastor Stevens
a mentionné
ça fait 8 années.
My secretary will make type it out
and
give you one from the mission. Listen to these seven statements that Pastor Stevens said years ago. Listen to them. Just listen. You can never get away from God's personal love.
Toi, tu ne
Nothing
peux pas
else
aller
attracts
loin
him
de l'amour
but my need
de Dieu.
For His love.
Il y a aucune
God
chose
is attracted by my need for His love. Number two, if Jesus ever stopped loving one person, he would have to stop loving the Father, the Spirit, and himself.
Une personne, il doit arrêter de aimer lui-même, le Père et l'Esprit.
Jesus can't stop loving me, or else he would be changeable.
Jésus
if I stop loving him, he always loves me.
Parce que
you can never undo what God's love has done in you and to you.
Tu ne peux pas changer ce que l'amour de Dieu a fait
If I become a greater believer, he wouldn't love me more, only I would have greater fellowship in his love.
Si je deviens un croyant ou un missionnaire,
ce n'est
pas vrai que Dieu va t'aimer plus. Non.
And finally, if I make my bed in hell, Jesus' love
Il ne change pas. Sa nature est amour.
That's good, isn't it? If I make my bed in hell,
Même
his
si
love
je vais
is
en enfer,
and really
si je prépare un lit en enfer,
it is, and what it means to be greatly loved. What do you think young people need to make it in life?
Qu'est-ce que vous pensez que les jeunes
the victory of being greatly loved.
La
I was looking at the book of Philemon. Have you ever seen the book of Philemon?
Bien-aimé.
Now you know where that is. It's in the New Testament. It's a little
one-page,
you know, one like little story, a few verses right near the book of Hebrews. And it's an amazing story about Paul is in prison in Rome.
And
there's a man who is in Philemon's house church. His name is Onesimus. And it says that he steals from Philemon and he goes all the way to Rome.
Et il vole quelque chose par Philemon. Et qui est-ce qu'il va rencontrer? Il va rencontrer là-bas. Il va rencontrer l'apôtre Paul. L'apôtre Paul.
And then Paul writes Philemon a letter.
Lui
and if you look in Philemon, it says seven times the word agape love. And then at the end of the epistle, he says, I know you will do more than I say. Why? Because of the love of God.
Toi,
You'll do more because of God's love.
Je dis.
So Paul
Pourquoi?
Says to Philemon, reconcile with Onesimus, even though he stole from your house church, might have even lived with you. I reconciled. I led you to Christ, Philemon. I led
Onesimus
to Christ because of agape love. Now you two get together because
Paul
of agape love,
dit,
and may it be
agape,
a testimony
amour,
of God's
agape,
love in your house church.
Vous devez
Are you with
être
me?
Un témoignage de l'amour de Dieu.
That's called great love when God could love Israel.
Amour.
The way he L'amour has loved her forever, with no matter what she's done. She's gone into idolatry. She's
Israel
worshipped false gods. She's gone after all kinds of strange directions in her life
Dieu
as a nation. But this is what he says in Jeremiah 31. Apply it to our own lives personally. My people that were left of the sword
peuple,
found grace in the wilderness when I went to cause them to rest. Yes, I have loved you with an
désert.
Everlasting love
Je vais lui donner du repos. Je vous aimais avec un amour éternel. Je vais vous approcher de moi-même par amour. Je vais vous établir, édifier.
Au
Vierge Israël,
quand
on l'appelle un grand amour, il aimait Joseph, un homme de 17 ans, comme Joseph, un homme bien aimé, toutes sortes d'accusations, des pratiques religieuses étranges, à l'âge de 17 ans. Il a fait, il a glorifié le Seigneur pour 93 années.
And it really
Jacob,
didn't mean
il a aimé
him
Joseph plus
Joseph
que les autres. C'est pas vrai qu'il a aimé Joseph plus que les autres, mais c'est que Joseph, il a reçu cet amour.
Jacob, Malachi 1, verset 2 et 3, It says, Jacob,
Esau, Isaïe,
has no fellowship with my love.
Mais c'est pas vrai.
That's how it
Cela
reads.
Veut dire que Isa n'a pas une communion
anybody.
Avec moi.
He's just not
ça veut pas dire
so there's no relationship
que Dieu il haït quelqu'un. Mais ça veut dire qu'il n'y a pas une relation. Parce que
go in any direction. He can become a deceiver, a trickster, a supplanter, a liar at times. But then he always comes
même
back to this incredible, great love
as
God
dévier,
to him and sets him free.
Dans
what is it that
Dieu?
We are going to face today, tomorrow,
qu'est-ce
in years to come?
Situation, problems, aujourd'hui, demain,
health, finances,
des problèmes,
the country
finances.
Going, none of it matters. Just to be what? Greatly loved. Because we cannot,
ce
we like in Daniel, we can't control history, can we?
On peut pas
we can't control
l'histoire.
What countries are going to do.
On
we can't control what people are going to do. We can pray in a loving, by the way, I think
faire.
Prayer is just a loving relationship with God,
on
talking to somebody who loves you and you love
la
him.
Prière, c'est une relation d'amour
the love
de Dieu.
Of God. And we
l'amour
are greatly loved. How does Pastor Dan Lightsey, in his awesome new book,
Pastor
I got your email.
Dan
how does he make it so that he is ministering to people that have come out of what
comment
he's come out of? You've been greatly loved. Oh, Daniel, a man greatly loved, right? I was thinking about you yesterday when I was talking to that man.
Je
he greatly
toi,
loved
Dan.
You out of
yes.
your situation, right?
Dieu
and that
does,
it doesn't matter who a person is, whether they're on one end of the spectrum
vivais.
In society or the other end. How I cannot understand what's wrong with these
oh,
kids. I cannot get them to change. Greatly love them through the change. Amen. Greatly love them if they don't change.
Aime-les tellement, ooh. Même s'ils ne changent pas.
Ooh, that, would you just say?
Ooh, qu'est-ce que toi tu as dit?
Did Jesus love you when you wouldn't change?
Est-ce que Jésus il t'a aimé lorsque tu ne changeais pas?
That hurt. Things harder than I thought. Yes. Yes.
Oui.
A great love will take a country like Pastor Alfred oversees a church in Monrovia, Liberia, in West Africa, and there's 22 other Greater Grace
Alfred
churches in the country with about 1,500 people coming to the church
Libérie.
And a Bible school. This country was ravaged by war for 17 years, right? You told me there were times you couldn't go out of your house for how many years? 10 years they couldn't go out of the house. They had to sneak out to send maybe a little kid to get food, to get some bread or some rice. What can change Liberia? I've been there, I had a meeting with the vice president, and I said to him, the only thing that can change Liberia is the great love of God. That's what changes a person, that's what changes a marriage, that's what changes a country, that's what changes an outreach, that's what changes a classroom, that's what changes an individual, that's what can take a person that meets Jesus at a well, at a sick husband, and makes her a woman who goes into a city and says, come see a man who told me everything I've ever done. She was what? Greatly loved. Zacchaeus was greatly loved. Samson turned around even after he was blind because he was greatly loved. Jacob made a new start and he was greatly loved. Abraham went from idolatry in Genesis 11 into the father of our faith. Why? He was what?
Il est devenu le père de notre foi. Pourquoi? Parce qu'il a été
Bartimaeus,
tant aimé de Dieu.
Zacchaeus, the tax collector, greatly
bien
loved.
Aimé
de a Dieu. Woman who was a notorious Zacchaeus. Prostitute in the town in Luke chapter 7 came in
Luke,
and washed his
chapitre
feet
7,
and she kissed
venue,
his feet
lavé,
and anointed his feet with oil and was there and they said if he knew what kind of a woman
Jésus.
This was he would
et
never let
religieux.
That
oh,
woman
si
touch him and he said Simon I have something
était.
To say to you. This woman whose sins were many, who has loved much, has been forgiven much. She's been what?
Elle a
greatly loved.
Peter,
come out of your denial because I will greatly love
beaucoup.
You. Regardless of your denial. Thomas, you're a doubter,
Pierre,
but I'll greatly
si
love you out of your doubts. James and John,
Thomas,
you're sons of thunder,
Jacob
but I will greatly
Jean,
love you into a meekness and passivity in God that will change your life. Naomi, you're bitter, but Ruth
Naomi,
will greatly love you with my love,
amère.
And you will be transformed.
Mais je vais t'aimer, toi, Ruth, et toi va être transformé. Cet amour incroyable. 1 Jean. Quelle sorte de manière le Père nous a donné pour qu'on soit appelé des fils de Dieu. Avant de venir ici ce matin, je me disais, je ne sais pas qu'est-ce que je vais dire. Et je vais prêcher deux fois, trois fois. Et Dieu, il m'a dit, ne te préoccupe pas, tu es bien aimé de Dieu. Et je lui ai dit, oh, c'est super, ça c'est un super message. Tu es bien aimé si le message est très bon ou pas bon. Toi, tu es bien aimé. N'importe quoi, tu es bien aimé. Si une femme dans le mariage, elle comprend qu'elle est bien aimée, elle va aimer son mari avec cet amour. Si les parents ont compris ça, ils vont aimer leurs enfants avec cet amour. Un homme drogué pour 40 années, l'amour de Dieu peut le changer. Ô homme bien-aimé, cet amour va nous fortifier. Parce qu'on a besoin de l'amour de Dieu. Ephésiens chapitre 3, 16. Fortifie-moi avec de la force dans l'homme intérieur pour que je sois fortifié dans l'amour. Combien il est allé très loin avec son amour au calvaire, de connaître l'amour de Dieu qui surpasse toute connaissance pour qu'on soit rempli. Parce qu'il peut faire au-delà de ce qu'on pense, on lui demande. C'est comme de telle manière qu'il a introduit lui-même. Père, on te prie ce matin. Merci parce que tu nous aimes tellement.
We are the apple of your eye, and as long as we shall live, we will testify of love.
On va testifier de ton amour. On va être des témoins. On va témoigner, excusez-moi. À propos de ce que Dieu a fait en nous et à travers de nous. On te remercie aujourd'hui pour cet amour agapé parce que Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné son Fils unique. Et quiconque croit en lui va jamais périr. Va jamais être perdu. Ceux qui sont ici, fermez vos yeux et ceux qui nous voient par l'Internet. La seule chose que vous devez faire, c'est de prendre une décision. Est-ce que toi, tu le sais que Dieu t'aime? La plus grande question. Est-ce que toi, tu le sais que Dieu t'aime? Dis, Jésus, je viens à toi ce matin. Tu n'es pas en train de joindre une église, mais l'amour de Dieu, connaître Dieu. Sauve-moi, Seigneur. Le travail de la croix, c'est Dieu lui-même. Dieu nous dit, viens à la croix. C'est là l'endroit où j'ai manifesté mon amour. Jésus, l'agneau de Dieu, croyez en lui ce matin. Croyez en lui. Il veut vous aimer personnellement. Il vous a aimé dans l'éternité avec un amour devant le salut, pré-salut. Avec vos yeux fermés, si vous avez fait cette prière, Jésus, sauve-moi, aime-moi et sauve-moi. Lève ta main. Dis oui au Seigneur. C'est la décision la plus grande dans ta vie. Jésus, sauve-moi. Peut-être que tu n'auras pas une autre chance, une autre opportunité. Tu ne sais pas. Lève ta main et dis, Jésus, sauve-moi. Je veux recevoir Christ comme mon sauveur personnel. On te remercie aujourd'hui.